This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Yolanda Cabrera. Date of birth, November the 2nd, 1957. Case ID number 2947941. Date of exam 4/26/22. Duration of examination 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from a Social Security questionnaire and from Dr. Matthew Johnson dated 10/28/21. COVID-19 status. The claimant states that she did have COVID-19 in November of 2020, but she denies having fever, cough, shortness of breath, aches and pains, or diarrhea. She did test positive for COVID-19, but has not been around any other family members who have had COVID-19. In 2021, she had two vaccines and a booster for COVID-19. She is well at this time. Identifying information. This is a 64-year-old married female with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of supraventricular tachycardia, hypercholesterolemia, and osteoarthritis of the knees. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in December of 2020, where she worked as a salesperson for 20 years at Dillard's. During that time, she worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a house, and her husband is retired. She is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations, number one, supraventricular tachycardia, number two, hypercholesterolemia, and number three, osteoarthritis of the knees. History of allegations, number one, supraventricular tachycardia. The claimant states that in 2003, she had a discomfort in her chest. She denies going to a hospital or having a myocardial infarction or any kind of surgery. She states the character of her chest pain was mostly a syncopal episode that she had times two and a weakness that she felt over her chest area. She states it's precipitated by doing any kind of exertion. And she states also that when she eats, she has a hard time catching her breath and she has to rest. She states her symptoms are relieved by resting, but not by taking antacids. Her symptoms include shortness of breath, occasional palpitations, and syncopal episodes times two. She denies diaphoresis, nausea, vomiting, or dizziness. Her risk factors include hypertension, positive family history of heart disease, menopause, and hypercholesterolemia. She denies any history of diabetes mellitus or smoking history. The claimant denies any history of peptic ulcer disease, gastritis, hiatal hernia, biliary disease, pancreatitis, esophagitis, pulmonary emboli, or costochondritis. She was diagnosed with positive shortness of breath. She denies any pedal edema and does sleep with one pillow at night. She was diagnosed with supraventricular tachycardia, and her physician at this time is Dr. Silverman. Allegation number two, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2017, she was diagnosed with hypercholesterolemia. Her last level was 181. She denies having a myocardial infarction or cerebral vascular accident. She is presently taking atorvastatin 10 milligrams POQD, and her condition appears to be stable. Allegation number 3, osteoarthritis of the knees. The claimant states that in 2019, she had x-rays performed on her right knee and was told that she had osteoarthritis of that knee. She denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for that knee. Her symptoms include pain and stiffness, and pain that she usually feels at night every other day. She denies any swelling, warmth, or increased pain with cold, damp weather. Her limitations include being able to walk 2 blocks, stand for 4 hours, climb 2 flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes, and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. Her physician at this time is Dr. Matthew Johnson. She has no assisted devices that she uses. The claimant is presently taking ibuprofen 200 milligrams QD for pain, and which does give her relief. She does other physical activities like yard work and sometimes walking around her home. Family history. Her father died at the age of 92 from heart disease. Her mother died at the age of 72 from diabetes mellitus and heart disease. And she also has a stepbrother who died from a myocardial infarction. Medications. Trazodone 50 milligrams QD. Vitamin C 100 milligrams, 1 tablet QD. Vitamin D3 25 micrograms, 1,000 units, 2 capsules QD. Fish oil 1,000 milligrams QD. Biotin 2.5 milligrams, 2 capsules QD. Atorvastatin calcium 10 milligrams POQD. Metoprolol succinic ER 25 milligrams POQD. Medical problems. Tachycardia, paroxysmal, supraventricular, hypercholesterolemia, two vaginal deliveries, hypertension, generalized anxiety, osteoarthritis of the knees, and history of COVID-19, major surgeries, none. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.1 Fahrenheit, weight 171 pounds, height 5 feet 3 inches, BP 160 over 93 mmHg, second reading was 175 over 87 mmHg, heart rate 84 beats per minute, second reading 77 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 30.5. General, this is a 64-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to the last two sentences? And H-E-E-N-T. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal, which was corrected with glasses. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/40. Corrected is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to... to muscular skeletal, the last paragraph. The claimant is able to squat and get up on her own, but with some difficulty. Could you drop down to after neurological exam? Chest x-ray, no acute cardiopulmonary disease. X-ray of the right knee. Degenerative osteoarthritis and mild medial compartmental narrowing of the right knee. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone, and tissue destruction of the right knee, secondary to degenerative osteoarthritis, which appears to be mild. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is no more grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual field and minor limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations and does have some minor restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to degenerative osteoarthritis and supraventricular tachycardia, which has been controlled with metoprolol succinic. Probable diagnoses. Number one. Supraventricular tachycardia, paroxysmal, dash confirmed with medical records, appears to be stable at this time and well controlled with her medication. Number two, hypercholesterolemia, dash being treated at this time, appears to be well controlled with her medication. Her cholesterol level was 181, which is normal. Allegation number three, osteoarthritis of the knees, dash confirmed with x-rays, appears to be mild. The claimant does have a normal physical exam. Probable diagnoses, number one, supraventricular tachycardia, dash paroxysmals, dash being treated with metoprolol succinic and appears to be well controlled. Number two, hypercholesterolemia, dash being treated with atorvastatin and appears to be well controlled with a cholesterol level of 181. Number three, osteoarthritis of the knees, mild by x-rays and appears to be stable at this time with a normal physical exam. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Yolanda Cabrera.